All right. Well, we're going to be in the book of 1 Peter just for a few minutes here this evening. The book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. And we'll read a few verses here. If you find your place in 1 Peter chapter 2, we will stand in honor and reverence of God's word. And I won't have you standing long. We're just going to read a few verses. We're going to begin reading in verse number 13 of 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll begin reading in verse number 13, and we'll read down through verse 17. All right, 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says this: "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for this, your word, as we read it here tonight. And I ask that you'd help us as we look at, Lord, just the simple thoughts, Lord, here tonight. And may you guide us, instruct us, encourage us, show us what you would like us to see here this evening, Lord. And I just ask that you'd just use us, Lord, to take these thoughts into our lives and our hearts and use them on a daily basis, Father, we might glorify you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. I want to look mostly at verse number 16, but the Lord lays out here through Peter sort of some Christian responsibilities. You know, we look at the world around us and society and this country and what a mess it's in, and you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, we're not supposed to change with the world. We're not supposed to change with society. We're to stand for truth and stand for right. And but sometimes we just need to be humble and meek and, you know, obedient. And now I know that sometimes laws and government crosses lines that we cannot cross, and so we have to stand for certain things. But, you know, as the somebody might be able to tell me where it's found, but as much as is in you, live peaceably with all men. You know, we're to be peaceable. We're not to be causing trouble. We're not supposed to be out waving banners and doing all those things. Now, I think sometimes we need to take a stand, but I don't think we're supposed to be out protesting and doing all those things. You know, I think you understand there may be times for that. If something comes to our doorstep, there might be times that we need to stand up, but we're to be peaceable. We're to love one another, love the Lord, and love sinners, and try to reach them with the gospel. And I think sometimes, and I've seen it in some of the circles that we've been near, that not taking the stand and not taking the position, but the way the position is taken or the way the stand is taken actually does more harm than it does good. I've seen that happen and drive people away. And so we are to, as the Word of God here says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. And so we're doing it for the Lord. And so we humble ourselves and we submit ourselves. But in the fact that it's for the Lord, there's, like I said before, there's lines that we cannot cross. And so we have to be mindful of those things. But it does say that in verse 15, "For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." I'll just give you a quick illustration. When we first got saved and we're first in church, we ran into some friends or family, I don't remember who now, and we said where we were going to church. And someone said, "Oh, that's where that one preacher's from." Well, he wasn't there anymore. He was a previous pastor. And And he was known to go up on the courthouse steps and preach. And I guess in his preaching, he had his Bible, waving his Bible around, and he swung it back and hit a lady coming out of the courthouse, an older lady, and knocked her down and everything. And that, you know, gave him a bad reputation. And he was kind of known for being a little loud and abrasive. So I'm not saying he shouldn't have been preaching on the courthouse steps. I'm not saying he shouldn't have had his Bible, but, you know, those things happen and we have to be careful. But we ought to do we ought to be known for well doing and not being hard to get along with and abrasive and mean and angry and those things. Not saying that man was, but, you know, that's just something that just happened. But it was an incident that kind of marked our church. That church we were members of, it marked that church for a while because of that incident. She was a lady that was well known around. That was an accident. But we do have to be careful on how we take a stand and how we draw a line and consider the consequences. But I want to look at verse 16 and just be a minute or two here. The Bible says, as free, not using your liberty, for a cloak of maliciousness. Now, we do have liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are free from the law of sin and death. So we do not have to sin anymore. Do you realize that? We don't have to sin anymore. Why does a dog chase cars and why does a dog chase cats? Because a dog does what a dog's going to do. You know, why do sinners sin? Because that's what sinners do. But we don't have to sin anymore. We're not bound by that law. And so a lot of society thinks that we as Christians, especially us as Bible believers, fundamental Bible believers, we believe we believe in eternal security, and we believe that we become righteousness in Christ at the moment that we accept Him as our Savior. And so a lot of the world, a lot of society thinks that we believe it gives us a license to sin. And it does not. It's actually quite the contrary. Now, it does not give us a license to sin. And I believe that's what Peter is writing. He says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. And so we saw earlier where we read, for the Lord's sake. Then it says, for so in verse 15 is the will of God. And then here in verse 16, but as the servants of God. This verse 16, speaks to the heart of what Christian liberty is. It's liberty to live without sin. It's liberty to serve God without the bonds of sin. Now, we are not sinless. We do not become sinless. And we do sin, but we are not under that law anymore. And we can live free of that. And when we sin, we choose to, right? I mean, when we sin, it's a choice that we make. And we don't have to. And I'm thankful that if we do, then we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I am grateful for that. But Peter says that we have this liberty in Christ, but we're not to misuse it. We are free from sin's condemnation. We're free from the law's burden. But it is not a license to sin or to do wrong and then try to hide it. Well, I'm forgiven. You know, that's under the blood. You know, well, okay. You're right. We are forgiven, but that ought to... It doesn't make us better, but it ought to make us want to be better. And want to do better. So we're not to use our freedom, our liberty, as a cloak or a cover for our sinful or questionable actions. Instead, true freedom really finds itself in servanthood. Because it says here, as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. So what does the liberty that Christ offer us, what does it give to us? It gives to us the ability to serve God freely, to serve God under this liberty. Because we cannot serve God really in the flesh. We cannot please God in the flesh. So this liberty that we have in Christ, it gives us the opportunity to serve God out from under that weight and out from under that burden of sin and the law. We're free to love God. We're free to obey God. We're free to give our time and give ourselves to God. Why? Because we belong to Him. And there's freedom in that. Even though we are bound to Him, there's freedom. There's great liberty in that. Because we are bound to Him and not to ourselves and not to this world. So we have this liberty and we have this freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we might think about that and say, is my freedom drawing me closer to Christ, closer to God? Does it make me more humble? But I think you've probably seen it, and I know I have, that it kind of it has a tendency to make some people more arrogant. And there are groups and there are circles of believers that seems to give them an arrogance that they're better than everyone else. I'm telling you, I'm not better. I'm not better than the drug addict, you know, laying in the gutter. I'm no better than that. I'm better off. I'm saved, thank God. But in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I'm no better than anyone else. But by the grace of God, there go I, the Bible says. And so we should not get arrogant in the fact that we're saved. It ought to make us more humble and make us more like Christ. He was meek and lowly in spirit, wasn't he? And we ought to be the same. We ought to be humble. Now, I think, again, there are times that we need to stand and we ought to be firm in our beliefs and firm on the Word of God and all those things. But let the liberty that we have in Christ be a gift that serves God, serves others, that honors God, and doesn't just become a shield for the things we do in secret, the things that we, you know, the things that might not be right. Our freedom, our liberty in Christ should make us want to be more like Christ and make us want to honor God and make us want to serve and be productive and be a blessing to others. That's really what this liberty does. It gives us the ability to serve God and others without that weight of that sin in our lives. And as it makes us want to honor God and makes us humble ourselves, when those things come up, when a sinful thought or a sinful action comes up, it ought to make us want to be quick to action to get that taken care of. I heard it said years ago, keep short accounts with God. Yes. Keep short accounts with God. We're all going to mess up. We're all going to say things we shouldn't say. We're going to think things we shouldn't think, do things we shouldn't do. We are. We're still in this body of flesh. But we keep short accounts. And if we're close to God, and we're walking close with God and staying close with Him, the Holy Ghost will remind us. He'll tell us that. You ever had God do that? As soon as the word tumbles off your lip, or as soon as a thought forms in the back of your brain, the Holy Ghost says, And as immediately when that happens, we ought to hit our knees and say, oh, Lord God, I'm so sorry. And God will forgive us and God will cleanse us of that. And then we move on. God will never, you know what? God will never think of that ever again. He'll never think of that ever again. He'll forget it. That's the only thing God forgets is our sin. And He said He'll cast it into the sea of His forgetfulness. Amen. So our liberty, our freedom we have in Christ, let's not misuse it. And I'm not saying you are. I think this is just maintenance. Let's not misuse it. Let's use the liberty of Christ to serve God, to be a blessing to others, and let it humble us, and let us be servants of God that He would want us to be. Amen.